finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. We're with you on this cloudy Friday down here in Central Texas, live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network. It is the 12th of January, 2007. How's that, ladies and gentlemen? We're almost halfway through a new month in a brand new year. I don't even know where 2006 went, or for that fact, where 2005 went. On the program today, I've got Lauren Morey on the program. She is an expert witness at the International Criminal Tribunal for Afghanistan at Tokyo. She's an independent scientist and international expert on radiation and public health issues. She is on the organizing committee of the World Committee on Radiation Risk, an organization of independent radiation specialists, including members of the Radiation Committee in the EU Parliament, the European Committee on Radiation Risk. She's an environmental commissioner for the city of Berkeley, California, I do believe that is. And she earned her B.S. in geology at UC Davis in 1968 and her M.A. in Near Eastern Studies from UC Berkeley in 78. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the whistleblower from Livermore National Laboratories talking about depleted uranium. And that's right. We've been involved in four, count them, four nuclear wars since World War II. Were you aware of that? Yes, I'm sure you're aware of. We were the first people to drop the bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima to end the war with Japan. But we have been doing other things with radiation. Doesn't necessarily come with a mushroom cloud, folks. It's insidious. We have infected almost all of the Middle East with this depleted uranium, and it will continue until the United States government stops using it and stops selling it abroad. Give you an example here. Vietnam was a chemical war for oil, permanently contaminating large regions and countries downriver with Agent Orange. You Vietnam vets remember that one. An environmentally the most devastating war in history. But since 1991, the U.S. has staged four nuclear wars using depleted uranium weaponry, which, unlike Agent Orange, meets the U.S. government definition of weapons of mass destruction. Wait a minute, I'm a little confused here. We went after Saddam Hussein because he had weapons of mass destruction, yet we have launched four different wars on people using the very same, as they call them, weapons of mass destruction. This is amazing. Lorraine Morey will be here with us in just a moment. And before I forget this, I didn't do this yesterday, but I've got to do it today. The SS1, the ionizer out there, folks, this is a closeout sale. I want to tell you about this right from the top because I don't want this to interrupt our conversation with Lorraine Morey. The SS1, that is a discontinued model. Aranaco Corporation was nice enough to produce a nice little tidy lot, but after these quantities are gone, they are gone. They're the least expensive of the aeronizers out there, normally $250. We've got them on special for our listeners here to Republic Broadcasting Network for $210. You save $40 off of this. Comes with a four-year warranty. Okay, so you don't have to worry about the thing breaking down. We only have so many of these units available, so give us a call today at 800-724-2719. By the way, the older SS1 units had only an on and off switch. This is variable output. Plugs right into your wall, and you can use the other receptacle, too. Engineered quite nicely. Take advantage. 800-724-2719. As they say in the business, as long as quantities last. We'll be right back.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're having trouble connecting with our guest today, Loren Moray, but we will continue trying. Mr. Producer, make sure that that happens. And in the meantime, we'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. We'll kind of make this unofficially, for the time being, the Open Phone Friday here. Well, yeah, I guess you folks out there have heard the news so far that Ron Paul, Texas congressman, is officially running for president, okay? His office has been contacted by this network and confirmed the stories I heard earlier in the day. And if you listen to the news medias out there, he's considering throwing his hat into the ring. You know, the verbal, the stuff that they always do, okay, in order to keep the news away from you. This is big news. And I'll tell you why it's big news. Ron Paul has been the only consistent guy in Washington, D.C. I guess it might have helped that his background, not being a lawyer, but being a doctor. I know his brother also from Florida. He's a CPA down there. Talked to him at length. These are good people. And Ron Paul is the only constitutionalist, I do believe, that we have left in the United States Congress. And he's been there since the 70s. Now, the neat thing about this is that he's got the experience. You know, it isn't like Jimmy Carter popping up out of Georgia. It isn't like Billy Clinton popping up out of Arkansas. You know, he was governor of Arkansas. And I don't mean to slight Arkansas there, but you guys up there in Arkansas aren't exactly what I would consider to be what? The economic engine of the United States. A small state. But we're told, and there's, they serve them up on the proverbial political platter for us to look at and walk around and do the feely-touchy and ask a few questions. And, of course, you get the normal political answers right back. But this is going to be different, folks. When I talked to Ron Paul a couple of years ago, gave a talk with him, I'd queried him on becoming president. I'd ask him after he rejected the idea of becoming president, how about governor of Texas? We've got the Perry down here. I think it's George Bush's half brother. He's a kindred spirit. Much I can tell you. I don't know if he's blood related, but I can tell you he's a kindred spirit. And we don't have to go into Rick Perry. We know what this guy stands for and what he's about. He's Mr. NAFTA Highway down here. He's the enabler that, you can't build highways in a state owned by foreign corporations to make the citizens of Texas here pay a fee unless it's a commercial operation. And by the way, I got my answer on who's going to be handing out traffic tickets on these private, and they are private roads, folks. It's going to be none other than our vaunted friends over at the DPS. So now we have the state corporation out there revenuing for, I guess, the state, but by way of another private corporation. Not a good thing. But on the subject of Ron Paul, I'm sure the news media is not going to be able to keep this down much longer. The Republicans have not put anybody forth. We've seen what the Democrats have done. Obama and Hillary Clinton seem to be the front runners, but Hillary Clinton has got so much baggage. She's hauled more baggage than a Pullman guy has working on the railroad years ago. That's not going to fly. Obama, he's a good little slick talker. I would say that he should own his own Cadillac dealership someplace, maybe in Washington, D.C. But it's another flavor of a slick politician that does not know the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper. Maybe he should get counsel from George Bush on what the Constitution really means. At any rate, that is the announcement. When I talked to Ron Paul, his reservation was, he looked at me and he said, John, they would kill me. His number one was there along with his wife, and they all nodded their heads simultaneously. And I said, okay, if not president, what about governor of Texas? Now, there is an outside chance with this guy's track record. I mean, you can't say that many bad things about Ron Paul, because there's not that many bad things to say. Human beings are human beings. People make mistakes. But this guy has been consistent in his outlook on how the government should function, how it should run. Now, my only question is, who's going to pick for VP? That would be an interesting choice. Probably a politician that is just as savvy, if not more so, than Ron Paul. That would be something. And his, even though they redistricted him down here in Texas, they tried to destroy his district, he still walked away this last cycle with 65% of the votes. He is well respected within political circles because of his philosophies and his ideals. Now, you won't get people to admit that on camera, because that means that they've turned their back on the hoochie-coo crowd that they're mired in. But privately and off to the side, everybody admires this guy. And probably no more so than the people down here in Texas. So that is a spot of bright news. And as I told Ron Paul, I told him, I said, look, you run for governor, we'll stack... We'll stack Marine Corps recon. We'll stack Navy SEALs. We'll stack security around you like cordwood, and they would have to drop a bomb on Austin to get rid of you. Well, he's bypassing Texas and going right for the White House. Interesting turn of events. if we can't get Lorraine Moray here on, we'll continue with the phone calls. They're wide open. Open phone Friday at 800-313-9443. And also get into Ted Pike's emergency alert here from the National Prayer Network, his organization, on the hate crime laws that they've tried to pass three times already. Now they've got a conducive Congress in which to do this. This is a very dangerous thing. Let me go to the phones first. Let me go to Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Yeah, great to talk to you again, John.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you, we're having a Hades of an ice storm, if you want to put it that way.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, everybody's sliding around out here, having a skating rink. But I just loved what you said about Ron Paul running for... I mean, I can't think of any better person that you could ever get. But you know how the people are in this country. They're all asleep, and they're not going to – they don't care, you know. You know what I'm saying? They just – they're sheeple. They just don't – I've heard different things. It's up – yeah, I guess it's up to us, you know. Or, I mean, you know, I could sit here and complain, but I should be doing something too.
Well, and I think this might be an instance. If the political elephant in this country is not dead, and that's not symbology or – closet speak here for the Republican Party, but all things being equal, this guy runs for president. If he does not make president, people are going to see what a true conservative is all about. It's going to be an educational process for many people. And I'll tell you what's going to happen to Ron. He's going to be attacked by both sides of the aisle. He's going to be attacked by Republicans, and he's going to be attacked by Democrats. But this guy, he doesn't have a whole lot of skeletons in his closet. And I think what the upshot to this, Clarence, is going to be is that people will once again engage in that political process. Once they hear, I mean, people outside of Texas, I don't know, from Oregon, whether you're from Oklahoma, wherever you're from, there's a lot of people who know Ron Paul or know about him, but the majority of the people in this country know nothing about them because, well, he's mysteriously frozen out of any news coverage on the controlled media in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around, they're going to be forced to listen to him. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be exciting.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. I retired from the federal government. I've worked for the, you know, I've been in, one might call them the belly of the beast. Let me tell you, it's an interesting experience. But my sister still is there, and she's got about 5 more years. And it's interesting when you get up into the, even in the civil service or even in the government, I don't care what levels of the federal government you get into, it has to be on a system of you have to get along to go along. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I could use another word that doesn't sound good on the radio, but, you know.
I understand.
Yeah, and that's what they do. And she tells me, you know, I mean, not just because she's my sister. She's an intelligent person. She should be running the whole place out there. But she has one thing that stops her, and one thing that stops a lot of people like me, and that's because integrity. We have integrity, and we believe in justice. We believe in certain certitudes. And there's so many people, when you get power, they get corrupt. And then the corruption just spreads out, you know.
Well, and that's the way it's been. I mean, any of these, you know, I get a kick. Every year they seem to run Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It starred Jimmy Stewart. Great film. There's mistakes in the film, of course, calling this country a democracy and whatever else. But here with the junior congressman, by default, ends up in Washington, D.C., and then he's shown the ropes on how things really go. And it was said in the movie by Claude Rains, you know, this is a go-along-to-get-along type of deal.
Yep.
And he was shown the ropes, and he didn't like it. He rebelled against it, did a filibuster on the Congress floor, and, well, yeah, that's movie history.
Yeah, that's the movie.
But this time around... if you've got somebody in the White House, I'm going to start praying for this man from this day forward that this happens, because if that does happen, if this guy does get in the White House, then we've got a real shot of restoring this republic, because this man understands what the Constitution really is. Hey, hang on a second, Clarence. We've got to go to break. DM in California and others, 800-313-9443. I've got a missing guest today. We can't make phone contact. It rings once, half a ring. Did you say half a ring, Mr. Producer? And then it goes blank. So we've got some telephonic problems we'll try to straighten out. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to roll these calls with her real quick, and then we'll bring up our guest. We finally made contact with her, so if she would be so kind to hang on for a few minutes. Clarence in Oklahoma, if you would, sir, please continue and finish up.
I'll just say that the thing that, you know, I've been in, as it were, the belly of the beast, and I've worked for the federal government. You know, I'm retired from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, if you see, I mean, I believe that what you see at the small level also goes up to the large level. It, you know, it's top down. You know, if you've ever been in a hierarchical, like, military situation, yeah, that's the way it goes.
It always does.
And it works that way. And there's one thing, and this is the one thing that, when I left, that bothered me, was that, you know, not to say that they were great 35 years ago when I first entered that system, but to say that it was a matter of integrity and justice and being honest. Honesty, integrity, and justice. I mean, I know those are ideals. But no one's, you know, no, nothing has that total. But still, they've lost that. It's totally gone. It's not there. It's the good old boy system, you know, just like you said about the deal. Get along, go along. And that's basically the way the whole thing works right now. And so that's just what I wanted to, that's all I want to say and let you go to your other callers. But
well, I appreciate that, Clarence, very much. Thank you, my friend.
All right, talk to you later.
All righty. DM in California. Hello, DM.
Yes, that's me.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right, excellent. I appreciate you taking my call there, and I'll try to concentrate this and make it quick so you can bring the guest up.
Okay.
One of the things I want to let you know, you are definitely doing an excellent job with this network. I've enjoyed, receiving all the information and stuff that you share with the people. I think it's a great and very important work.
Thank you.
So thank you for that. Now with this Ron Paul situation, with him going ahead and making that committee to, you know, inquire to move forward for the president, I think that's some of the best news that we've ever received politically, you know, for a long time. And I'm out here in Los Angeles, actually, so I'm already out here, helping to get the word out about America, freedom to fascism, loose change, and things of that nature.
Good.
So I think that gives us more than hope, and that's a good thing to work for. So looks like you guys have a correspondent out here in Los Angeles. If, you know, we get busy with getting this campaign going to get that information out about Ron Paul.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've never been involved politically before. I've helped people. I'm giving people programs on this network to try to help in the political aspect, but there has been that one missing ingredient, and that has been political hope.
Right.
And I think this is going to pull the people off the couches and get them involved once again.
Oh, definitely. I definitely participate in that, because there's some good news. And like I said, we don't get that often.
That's true.
And I think this will help to, get different groups together and unify on one common purpose, one common goal, to go ahead and help to restore the republic, because that's what's needed.
Well, and here's the beautiful part of this. They're going to have 2 years of a Democrat-controlled House and Congress. And I think by that time, the handwriting is going to be on the wall, because most of the people that went out and voted, they were against George Bush, and they were against the war in Iraq. Now we see the Democrats playing patty cake with this.
Right.
So given another year and a half of that message that they're sending from Capitol Hill up there, I think we're going to have probably Democrats falling over themselves to go vote for Ron Paul. Once they start hearing this man speak,
right,
I'll tell you what, it's going to fire people up.
Definitely so, because, I mean, Pelosi said, you know, impeachment's off the table, then they haven't totally just stopped him and say, hey, man, this guy's a madman for talking about, we're telling him, no, we don't want the war, we don't want more troops. And they say, hey, well, let's go ahead and send 40,000 more, 25,000 more, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane.
It is. All right. Hey, DM, I appreciate your call, my friend.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your call. Hermit in California. Hello, Hermit.
Hey, how you doing there, John? A lot of bridges under the water, huh?
Yeah, I do believe.
In the early 90s, I remember when you used to have Alex Jones as a guest on your program back then.
Hmm.
Anyway, I just make it real short. I'm so stinking excited about Ron running for president, I can't hardly talk. I can't believe it. I mean, that is a breath of fresh air, brother, and I really believe it. Now, I want to ask you a question about him. Now, he's registered he's on his platform as a American independent, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a libertarian.
Okay, now, did you mention that he was going to run as a constitutionalist or the Constitution Party or what?
No, I didn't name a party. I don't know exactly what the mechanism for delivery is going to be, if I can use that term. I don't know if he's going to run as an independent. I guess independent would be libertarian.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how the verbiage is and how this is all going to work out. But
I think if he's running under either the independent or a libertarian, he had more of a chance, because they don't have a platform for any other party.
Right.
On the different tickets, you know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm sending in my contributions, my campaign contributions.
You and me both, brother.
This network will do everything within its power, humanly possible, to promote this guy.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I'll let you go. I'm going to listen to that lady.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Hermit. Patrick and Alex, hang on a second. We'll get to your calls, and then we'll get to our guest today that's patiently standing by, Loren Murray, right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let's go to Alex in Texas. Hello, Alex. Hello.
You think you can spread lies about me? I'm taking you to court. You hear me, boy? It ain't funny.
Yeah, we just turned this into the comedy hour. Thank you for the call. Nice. That was a pretty good imitation. Thank you very much. Patrick in the UK. Hello, Patrick.
Take my call. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Good evening. I'll give you a very brief report on a speech that Blair made a few hours ago, and this is on the BBC website. Just to prove that he's a total 100% neocon. And he said to the military, this was made to the British, the Royal United Services Institute, which is military, past and present. And the sixth major point he made was that, now this is the servicemen who have come back from Iraq and also from Afghanistan who are fighting the Taliban with machine guns strapped to an open-top World War II Land Rover, right? And there's near mutiny in the British Army over that. And what he said to them was, it would be a catastrophe to retreat from the war on terror. This is not a conspiracy. Further down, he made that point. And he said, you should prepare for a generation of conflict. And also that Britain, modern Britain, has to become, we should become a warrior nation again. Right? And two other points he finished up with. Well, it's a major speech, but I'd ask your people there to print it down for you. This is a gem of a speech, and we must fight to protect the relationship with the United States by doing all this. And I'll cut the points of that. But this is a breathtaking speech. It was 100% written for him in the White House. So it's clear to us and other people who do research here that Blair is going to work for the neocons, probably in the World Bank, whatever, when he retires.
Well, every good boy deserves favor. And if he's been working, if he's been working for them, you can guarantee he's going to have a soft, cushy little seat once he leaves office over there.
And that's what he was doing down in Miami over Christmas. They were arranging his retirement, etc. But I'll talk to you next week about some correspondence I sent to you, and I'll let you get back to your program. But thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call, Patrick. Appreciate that. All righty. We've got Lorraine Amore on the line. Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Have you heard the news?
No.
Ron Paul is running for president.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think this is going to shake things up a little bit.
Oh, people like him a lot.
Yes, they do. And as I said before, the guy's consistent. I think that comes out of his background about being a doctor and not a lawyer.
Yeah.
that's kind of unusual in Washington, D.C. I don't know too many doctors that become politicians.
Right.
And are honest people. But Ron Paul is certainly one of them.
That's wonderful news.
You are the whistleblower from Livermore National Laboratory.
Yeah.
And we have I read this at the top of the hour. I was trying to tread water here, waiting to make the phone connect with you.
Right.
But we have launched four, as you say, nuclear wars on people before at four different times. You want to break that down and let the listeners know more about that?
Well, what people need to understand, and this is what I've been making efforts to do, is to educate the public about the terrible harm of depleted uranium. And the United States introduced depleted uranium weapons to the battlefield in Iraq in 1991. It was actually developed under the Manhattan Project in 1943 as a radioactive poison gas weapon. And uranium is a metal that burns, so when it's in bombs or missiles or bullets, it ignites very easily and begins to burn, and that the high temperatures create a radioactive poison gas. And because it is such an absolutely horrific weapon, scientific advisors and decision makers under the Manhattan Project in World War II thought it was too horrific to use on a human population. So they never developed it and actually used it in World War II. The first time it was used, the U.S. gave it to Israel and supervised their using it in the Yom Kippur War of 1973. And it was so successful, Israel wiped out all the Arab tanks. And, of course, this is around the time of the oil crisis, and Henry Kissinger, his fingerprint is all over depleted uranium weapons. And what I discovered, I'm writing a paper right now for the Hiroshima Genocide Conference that I participated in March. It'll be published, but it will also be posted on the Internet. I discovered, because you have to look at the economics to understand the science and why it's being used or misapplied, and I discovered that David Rockefeller, the Rockefellers, provided all of the uranium for the U.S. nuclear weapons program. 75% of the uranium used in the Soviet Union nuclear weapons program. And they also provided uranium to Britain and to France for their nuclear weapons programs. And apparently the Rockefellers may have been involved through their oil companies in Saddam Hussein's oil for uranium trading program with Niger. And so the Rockefellers may actually be culprits in the Valerie Plame affair as well.
What wicked webs they weave when they're...
What wicked webs they weave. And so the depleted uranium is the weapon that's illegal under all treaties, all war conventions, the Hague and Geneva Conventions. And because the U.S. is a signatory to the Geneva and Hague Conventions, it violates our own military law. So our military is illegally using depleted uranium, which is a weapon of mass destruction under U.S. federal code, in 2 out of 3 categories. So it's illegal even under our own federal laws. And the U.N. and other countries have stood by and not really said anything about it. And, John, the terrible tragedy is that they continued using it in Yugoslavia. That whole country is radioactive now. They bombed it into radioactive rubble. Afghanistan, you should see the pictures of the babies born with horrible, horrible malformations and birth defects now.
I have seen the pictures from Afghanistan, but more recently Iraq, but there has been a scrubbing program across the Internet to get those pictures off of there. I'd seen them.
That's right.
And there's very few things in this life that really take the air out of me, and that was one of them.
That's right. The military does not want people to see them. They're hiding this nuclear war just like they hid Hiroshima and Nagasaki from the American people. The military would allow no photographers into Japan. They completely hid it and prevented the American public from knowing the horrific effects of nuclear weapons. And it's because the upper crust, which is really skull and bones and the shadow government, wanted a nuclear weapons program. They're doing the same thing, exactly.
How many... I had spent quite a bit of time. I had a couple of interesting evenings in Washington, D.C. last September, and I'd spent quite a bit of time with Doug Rockey up there.
Yes, he's a really good friend of mine.
And I'll tell you what I'd learned... his personal experiences, which he doesn't really talk about when he does programming or he's out in public giving a speech or whatever the case may be. And the guy's attitude about this, and quite frankly, Loren, I think this is going to kill him.
He's dying from the depleted uranium exposure. He's such a horrible body burden. And I've been on speaking tours with him and driving through blizzards and snowstorms on the East Coast. It was in January 2003, just before the second Iraq War. And he was just exhausted very early in the evening. You know, at 6 o'clock he had to go to bed.
Yeah.
And he was just wheezing and having difficulty breathing. He had skin rashes. He's a very, very sick person. All of these soldiers, our children, our sons and our daughters who've been sent over there have been turned into uranium meat. And they come home, they're sick, they're dying, their bodies are full of uranium. It leaks out in their sweat. They contaminate their homes and their children and their wives. They have uranium in their semen. They internally contaminate their wives. It's something called burning semen.
That is what I wanted to discuss with you.
Yes.
Because at first, and I know you know the timeline on this, at first we were led to believe that this was strictly the inoculations that they were giving the soldiers. We called it the Gulf War Syndrome.
Cover up. That's right.
And that was a cover-up. And I am truly amazed when I start digging into this depleted uranium. Because, Lauren, I was hearing reports back from people that their husband or their wife came back from the Middle East, and the family's fine. All of a sudden, the bird dies, the wife gets sick, And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, well, what are these guys dragging home in their duffel bags? And if you give somebody an injection, that is one thing. But how does an injection
contaminate the whole family?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
do you think that was, by the way, do you think that was intentionally done, Lauren, to put out that cover story?
Oh, absolutely. The military is still denying that uranium causes any harm. I want to read some numbers to you from the VA. This is an inside report in Mark Brown's office in the Veterans Health Administration Office of Public Health and Environmental Hazards. And this is as of August 30th, 2006, just 6 months ago. This is a report on the soldiers who served in Iraq in 2003. It's a PowerPoint briefing called Analysis of Veterans Administration Healthcare Utilization Among U.S. Southwest Asian War Veterans. Now, if this is in the VA and these are military diagnoses, the military certainly is aware of these numbers. And they also have to know what the numbers are and what the ailments are and everything so that they can continue to lie and cover it up. So out of 631,174 soldiers who left active duty eligible for VA care, these numbers are since fiscal year 2002 through August 2006. 205,097, or 32%, had medical disability appointments.
Now, 32%. How is the Veterans Administration addressing this issue? They have to know about it.
Oh, they're covering it up, too. That's their real job, is to protect the government from the soldiers, not to be proponents for the soldiers with the government. 198,000 were seen as hospital outpatients. Almost 7,000 were hospitalized at least once, and over 100,000 sought VA care. I just want to read to you what some of the numbers are on the illnesses. 1,584 malignant neoplasms, that's cancer. 6,571 benign neoplasms, that's cancer too. It just hasn't turned into a solid tumor. Over 36,000 with endocrine nutritional metabolic problems. 29,000 with circulatory cardiovascular problems. Listen to this. Over 61,000 with neurological problems. And that's from the depleted uranium and the pesticides, which the soldiers have to wear in flea collars around their necks. Over 87,000 muscular skeletal problems, 29,000 dermatitis. The heavy metal effect of the depleted uranium causes dermatitis. Over 73,000 mental problems, 3,591 with blood problems, over 36,000 with respiratory, 63,000 with gastrointestinal, and their kidney problems, ill-defined conditions, 35,000 poisoning. It's horrible, and they have post-traumatic stress syndrome, drug abuse, depression, they're neurotic, psychosis, alcoholism, sexual deviant disease, specific system symptoms, drug addiction dependency, and stress reaction. These soldiers, their lives are ruined.
And we're getting ready, and I cannot believe this is happening, that and I mentioned this a while ago, that politically in this country, people that didn't like George Bush or found out that he lied about the weapons of mass destruction and going into Iraq, the people that voted for Democrats, in their minds, this is a way to undermine the power of this president. But, my God, Lauren, if these people knew what these soldiers are being exposed to, Do you think that the Congress of the United States would be? They're doing the go along, get along. They're putting up a good front here. Supposedly resistance to George Bush sending in another. They whittled the numbers down to about 21,000. They're saying that it's only a 15% increase, you know, to finish the job over in Iraq. Well, that's another 15% that we're going to expose this depleted uranium. Do you think for one moment that if these people in Washington, D.C. were at least honest with themselves and honest to their constituency, that they wouldn't be demanding a troop pullout altogether out of Afghanistan, Iraq, pulling our special forces that we've discovered that are operating inside of Iran right now, and who knows how many alphabet soup agencies of the government? Do you think there might be a little backlash here?
Well, if they were honest and true patriots and serving the people, they would send their sons and daughters over there too.
All right, hang on a second. We got to take this break. I've got Eric Schein online, and we'll bring him up also for a few minutes right after this break.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
I have with me Eric Schein. Hello, Eric.
Hey, John. How's it going?
It's going well. You're on the air with Lorraine Moray.
Hey, Lorraine.
Hi, Eric.
How's it going?
How are you?
I take it you two know each other?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Hey, kudos to John and the network and also to Lorraine for all your efforts. Keep up the good work, and I wanted to cover just a couple things briefly. Is one of the reasons that we have a continuing war and a war that will last, quote unquote, forever or 100 years, is if the war ends under the Geneva Conventions, under international law, and under U.S. law, the victor, or those who have, like, if we're using depleted uranium, not only must we treat our own troops, especially if we recognize the issue of depleted uranium, but we must also treat the other side. And that's one reason why they're playing these games, and people need to understand why they're doing it, and the reason why they won't even acknowledge it in our own troops. But the other thing real quick is there's the press secretary for Aaron Russo. They've got a network, and they're getting out America Freedom to Fascism all over the place. I'd like you guys to start working with, and Loren, I'll help if you need help with this, hooking you up with Alona and others. They've got 4,000 people or more all over the nation, if not all over the world, and they're getting copies of his DVD into the hands of people on the street. We need to do the same thing with the issue of depleted uranium. And I know there's a bunch of DVDs and stuff out there that different people have done.
Not enough.
Well,
exactly. No, and that's why I'm bringing that up. But real quick, let me get out this last point, and then I'll pass it back. I need to get a hold of you, Loren, and talk to you, because I've got a TV program that I want to bring you on, and I may need some help with this from John to facilitate this, get you down into L.A., get you on the air on TV, and also if Doug Rocky can or anyone else, but we're trying to cover the issue of depleted uranium.
All right. Well, it's an important subject.
The problem right now is that I'm taking Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney to a war crime conference in Malaysia the first week in February.
This is before that. This is January 18th, so if you can do this, I would appreciate it.
Dr. Mahathir, the former Prime Minister of Malaysia, has organized this conference, and I'm having terrible communications interference problems.
Of course.
You don't say, Loren.
Yeah, right. So I'm here, and you can call me when this show is over or this evening or whatever. I'll be happy to come down to L.A. But I'm having a lot of technical problems. And I want to really thank the Berkeley Police Department for traveling past my house many times every day. I'm sure they're aware of the threats to my safety and ability to communicate. And they've just been so kind and generous to really keep a good, tight watch on me. It's called surveillance.
Welcome to the police state.
Right.
All right, Eric, well, I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you both later.
And your program is on Sunday nights on RBN from 8 to 10 p.m., and I do believe that's Central Time. All right.
Thank you, Eric.
I appreciate it very much. Yeah, you got to tell me more about Cynthia McKinney. Boy, there's somebody that got beat up real bad, and I think it put a fire in her belly.
Well, I'm taking her to Malaysia to hit her restart button.
All right. We'll break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. 800-313-9443. The telephone lamp is lit. We'll be right back.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement T-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement T-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many T-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com.
Go to rbnlive.com's Freedom Store, notyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.